Thank you. First case, please.
The first application on tonight's agenda is 11,927. Daniel and Sarah Davis seek variances from the front yard setback and the minimum lot width requirement for a parcel, section 115-34A and 115-34B of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the south side of Clubhouse Road, Road 351, approximately 367 feet east of Bird Heaven Street. The 911 address is 37384 Clubhouse Road, Ocean View. The zoning district is MR. The tax map is District 134, Map 8, Parcel 73. Specifically, they're requesting 11.6-foot variance from the front and a 15.5-foot variance and a 15.66 variance for the road frontage. Received no letters in support, no letters in opposition, one mail return. Thank you.
Thank you. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Daniel Davis, 37384 Clubhouse Road, Ocean View, Delaware, 19970.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. For the record, my name is Shannon Carmine Burton. I'm an attorney with the law firm of Sergovic, Carmine, Weidman, McCartney, and Owens. I represent the applicants, Danny and Sarah Davis, who have applied for variances from the minimum road frontage requirement of 150 feet in order to subdivide the parcel into two lots, as well as a variance from the 40-foot front yard setback requirement for an existing dwelling. We have submitted exhibit booklets, which contain seven exhibits, and it was just brought to my attention that one of the exhibits was the original version of the minor subdivision plan. I do have five originals of the revised plan that I can submit into the record. The only change was where the driveway is located. So they were originally proposing a driveway. There's an existing driveway. So that proposed driveway was removed, and the existing driveway remains, and that would be on the newly created lot. So with your permission, if I could
yes, please.
Introduce these into the record.
Excuse me.
The exhibit booklets also include a copy of the variance application, the written submission of the applicants, a letter from the previous owners, which was dated July 25th of 2016. It's an unsigned letter. Copy of an excerpt from the tax map. There's a DELDOT letter of no objection with respect to recording the subdivision plan. And then there are some copies of other decisions of the board approving similar requests. So those are the seven exhibits in your exhibit booklets. This property is located at 37384 Country Club Road in Ocean View, Delaware. It's located in an MR district. It's currently improved with an existing dwelling, which upon information and belief was constructed in or before 1970. The applicants did purchase the property in August of 2016 with the existing dwelling, as well as the understanding from the previous owners that the property could be subdivided into two lots. Apparently, Sussex County approached the previous owners when the sewer lines were being installed on Country Club Road. They recommended that they install a second sewer connection while the sewer lines were underway. By installing the additional connection at that time, the cost was considerably less. So, of course, the previous owners took the county up on that recommendation, and they did install the second sewer connection. The recommendation of the county to install the second sewer connection reasonably led the previous owners to believe that subdivision was possible. They even advertised the property on the MLS as having the potential to subdivide. This property is unique. It's an oversized lot. It consists of approximately 50,892 square feet of land, or 1.168 acres. Even though the minimum lot size requirement in the MR district is 10,000 square feet, and if we did have 300 feet of road frontage, we would have no problem subdividing, the road frontage is just shy of the minimum 300 feet needed to subdivide. It's 268.84 feet. Due to the uniqueness of the property, it's necessary to obtain a 15.5-foot and a 15.66-foot variance from the minimum road frontage requirement in order to subdivide. In addition, although we do believe that the existing dwelling is an existing non-conforming structure, we have applied for an 11.6-foot variance from the 40-foot front yard setback requirement in order to bring the structure into compliance with the zoning code. The exceptional practical difficulty is due to the uniqueness of the property, not due to circumstances or conditions generally created by the zoning code or the neighborhood or district in which the property is located. There's no possibility that they can develop the property by subdividing the property in strict conformity with the provisions of the zoning code. Again, in order for them to subdivide, the variances are necessary. They're necessary for the existing dwelling as well as from the road frontage requirements. Authorization of the variance is therefore necessary to enable the reasonable use of the property, which reasonable use would include subdivision of the property. Exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicants. They purchased the property in August of 2016 with the existing dwelling, which again was built in approximately 1970 or earlier. They did not construct the dwelling, and nor did they have any control over the size of the lot. Property is oversized, could easily service two dwellings on separate lots, which is evidenced by the fact that Sussex County approved the second sewer connection. Unfortunately, the property is just slightly too narrow in the front to meet the minimum lot width requirement. The variances, if authorized, will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood or district in which the property is located, nor will they substantially impair or permanently impair the appropriate use or development of adjacent property or be detrimental to the public welfare. Again, the dwelling was built at around 1970. The applicants are unaware of any complaints that have been made as a result of the location of the dwelling. The proposal is to divide the property into two lots, both of which will be slightly smaller than the minimum lot width requirement, but much larger than the minimum lot size permitted in the MR district. Many of the surrounding lots in the area do not comply with the minimum road frontage requirement of 150 feet. In fact, many are smaller in width as well as size than the proposed subdivided lots. In addition, DelDOT has issued a letter of no objection with respect to the recording of the subdivision plan. Variances, if authorized, do represent the minimum variance that will afford relief and represent the least modifications possible of the regulations in issue. Again, the variances will bring the existing dwelling into compliance with the zoning code and allow the applicants to subdivide the parcel into two lots. At this point in time, I would like to ask Mr. Davis to come to the podium to address the board.
Excuse me.
And please state your name.
Daniel Davis.
And you are the owner of the property, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And you've heard the representations that I made to the board this evening?
Yes, ma'am.
Are they true and correct to the best of your knowledge and belief?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have any additional information that you'd like to present to the board?
We're new homeowners in Delaware. We think it's a great place to live and I guess eventually retire. We enjoy it in Delaware. The reason we're thinking about subdividing is, say in a few years down the road, we decide the house we're in, we're renovating now. It's a lot of work, and say if we want to build our dream house, the one we want to finally finish up in, we could actually build that next door. That's about it. You know, the house we bought is very, very nice. It's a lot of work. I mean, I got scars and stuff working on things, trying to make my wife happy and myself. Right now, the house, I believe, is 28 feet from the road. It's normally 40 feet from the road. So we were seeking a variance on this house first to get this approved. And then we would like to possibly subdivide. I would greatly appreciate it if you guys would grant us this.
All right, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Davis.
Thank you.
And for the reasons set forth this evening, we do respectfully request that the board approve this variance application. And, of course, we're available for any questions that you may have.
All right. Well, Sam, we'll start with you, Mr. Mills. Do you have any questions at this time?
According to the survey, the sheds are going to be removed, and you probably stated yes. That. Question for Ms. Cornwell. The side yard setback is 10 feet?
Yes, it is an MR.
All right. No other questions.
Okay. Excuse me. Mr. Rickards.
Excellent job, as usual. Well, going through the criteria, I didn't have to ask you any questions with those five, but I will ask the applicant, would you step up, please?
Yes, sir.
You said you're going to, when you subdivide, you're looking to, in the future.
It's a possibility.
a possibility?
Yes.
In other words, you're not going to sell it, or you didn't have any intentions?
I have no intentions right away. I mean, say something happens. If,
sure.
God forbid my wife was passed away, I might have to sell it. I hope not. Shoot, we might build a garage there. Who knows? It could just happen, you know.
Yeah.
Like I said, I'm
in the process. So your plans are family plans that
yes.
you're talking
oh, yes.
about? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you can bring that right back to where it was once you if it's approved. You can bring it right back to where it was, okay?
Okay.
If you wanted to, in the future.
Sure, yes.
Build something bigger and put the garage on there.
Or
and
I
stuff
could level the first one and just build a great big just
yeah,
one on
go.
One big lot.
There you go.
but more house means more work, more cleaning, and more taken care of. So.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, and you'll have the biggest frontage in that neighborhood. So from what I can see from the tax maps,
yeah,
we
pretty good size.
As councilor has stated, they're all undersized, 150. Not all, but some of. Majority of them are undersized, 150 at an MR.
I mean, it's a beautiful lot.
Yeah.
And it would be, I mean, if it was to be subdivided and we could build another house next to it, it would be set back farther.
Sure.
Longer driveway, you know, something more estate.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Hey, Mr. Workman?
No questions.
I've got a couple.
All right. excuse me.
You can step back. I presume from your testimony that if this were granted, you would have no problems building a home within the building setback, no
oh,
issues with setbacks.
No problem. I've actually went online and looked at houses where you could actually drive past the house and pull into a garage behind the house. You know, because before we actually purchased this place, we looked at a small lot like number 310 down there. And we were actually looking at how to build a house that we really liked on a small lot like that. And then we got, I guess you call it being blessed that we actually got what we got, you know. So.
I notice here from the survey that there is an additional 15 feet right away for the new lot from DelDOT, but it does not appear to be for the, I guess, where the current dwelling is. Is that the case?
That's why we're here now, to get that variance for the position of that house.
But I guess my question is, that right-of-way is that additional right-of-way is not going to be extended over to the property where the house is that correct?
I believe so. I believe it's not going to be.
Okay, it's just for that kind of newly created lot.
Right. They also have a bike lane on the other side of the street because that was DelDOT's only concern.
Okay.
And the bike lane is actually on the far side of the street. I don't know if you can see it there. Should I walk over and point it out?
No, it's okay. I think we can.
And I mean, it's a beautiful neighborhood, you know.
How far are you from the edge of paving, from your lot line to the edge? Is there a gap at all? It looks like from there might be a bit of a gap, but I...
From...
Where your front property line is to the edge of where that Clubhouse Road is paved, is there a gap there?
I mean, maybe this much, and it's just...
Maybe 2 feet.
Possibly, yes.
Okay. All right, I have no further questions. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
I just want to put one question. You have no, I think that I heard him say that there's no opposition from your neighbors or anything.
I have no idea.
Okay.
I mean, they put up a sign in the front yard saying that there was a
hearing. Okay, sure.
So I don't know if anybody has.
The chairman will ask that, but I thought maybe if he had anything in the record, I'd hear it. But,
thank you.
Chairman,
hearing no, then hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposite?
She has a hand up.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
In favor.
Okay.
Okay. Would you like to come up here, then, ma'am, and speak?
No.
All right. Thank you.
She's the applicant.
Oh, okay. That's the boss. Okay.
She's hiding.
I'm sorry, ma'am. I didn't see your hand up. I apologize. Is there anyone here then in opposition to this application? Could you please come forward and be sworn in?
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Teresa H. Rogers, 373-56
Clubhouse Road. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening, ma'am.
I'd like to pass this out and then read it to you.
Sure.
I have a drawing attached to it, but it's not quite as I hand you it so you can see. I am to the left. I don't know what the number is. I'm at the house right there to the left of the property. My name is Teresa Rogers, and my property is located directly adjacent to 37384 Clubhouse Road. I'd like to say I've met my neighbors, Sarah and Danny, and I like them very much. I've been a preschool, pre-K, school-age child care provider for 23 years. I have received the State of Delaware Governor's Award and the Dorothy Oliver Award for Excellence in Early Childhood Professionalism. From 1995 to 2012, I operated my child care on Central Avenue near Bethel Mariner Church in Ocean View. When the church expanded, they contracted to buy my property located in the center of their future parking area. It took me almost 2 years to find a property in unincorporated Lower Sussex County suitable to relocate my child care. One of the deciding factors in purchasing my property next to the current Davis's property was the open space between our homes and that their property was a single-family parcel. Consequently, when designing the outdoor player area, I purposely installed the playground equipment and play structures closer to the property line with the open space. On the other side of my property, I have two other neighbors closer in proximity than the Davis's home, and I wanted to minimize the noise or commotion my students make during outdoor playtime. Mondays through Fridays, we typically go out for a.m. recess from 9:45 to 10:45, and then again for p.m. recess after homework has been completed from 3:30 p.m. to 4:45 p.m. During the summer months, we extend the outside playtime when the weather is nice. I have no objection to the variance about the front yard setback. My concern about the minimum lot width requirement is that I have operated my child care at this present location with no negative impact on the neighboring properties. I have no intention of retiring anytime soon or relocating. The state of the community is very much at peace and would like to continue to enjoy that peaceful state. I urge the Planning and Zoning Board of Adjustment, when you deliberate, that you take in consideration for the potential for conflict between my established child care and after-school care and the possibility of a potential new structure 10 feet from the playground area. Currently, there are no issues due to the adequate distance that exists now. Respectfully, yours.
Okay.
Ma'am, do you have a fence up all the way around your place?
There's a split rail fence on the west side and the partially on the west side and the east side. But the state of Delaware came out and they surveyed my property and they said because of the location and the playground area, I didn't have to have a fence. Like a chain link fence.
So you don't have a fence around the playground area at all?
No. Mm-mm.
The state said you didn't have to?
No, the state of Delaware, they came out, they investigate the property and they set up, there's a bunch of regulations they go through and what I have to have done.
So when your kids are outside playing, there's nothing to stop them from going to the next door neighbor's yard then?
Nothing but my attention.
Yes.
My supervision.
Okay.
Or anything coming in your yard if the kids are out there, then whatever, like an animal or whatever, and there's nothing for...
What do you mean?
I mean nothing on your property at all then for the kids who are out there other than you being there with them. Is that what you're saying again?
Here is the playground area right here.
Right.
If you notice, this is all wooded areas. They're not allowed to go. Some of these trees have come...
Some of the trees have come down because I had some solar panels installed, but all along here, there's a split rail fence and play equipment, and they do not wander off. And then here's a natural border, which they can't go into because of the trees and no ticks and only fleas, can't go in there. They do not wander off, no.
So you got trees in between the two property lines then, really?
Yes, it's...
Oh, okay.
It's all very right. It's very wooded.
Okay, so you're not worried about kids going through there or somebody else getting... Okay.
No, I'm worried about a potential new structure coming up into there and then the noise and commotion and...
But you still got trees blocking. I mean, it's not going to hurt anything from them. You got trees blocking that area.
Well, if they build a home there, they're going to have to clear it's very wooded there. They're going to...
You got woods on your side, though, right?
No. My woods are... Okay, here's my property here. My woods are here. And a lot of this is not wooded anymore. This is an old, there's a clothesline here. There's a lot of these trees. The trees are, this is all open here. There's one pine here. And there's I have a swing set, and I have play area here, and a soccer field going up and down here.
Oh, I thought you said that was all wooded next to that property line.
This is loud. It's wooded. Okay, if you look at my sketch, 40 feet out to the split rail fence, this is all pretty open here. The woods are on the Davis's property. I have a few trees scattered in here.
So the trees.
See, and right now I also had a.
But so the trees don't block your whole property. My question was earlier. Does it or doesn't it? Does the trees block your whole property from their property, or no?
No.
I was asking. Okay. So it does not block it then, okay?
Mr. Secretary, are we talking about parcel 72? Is that what we're talking about here?
Yes.
Is this what she owns?
Yes.
72.
72.
Okay.
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, if I may.
You have a line there now which incorporates your property of 148.78 feet. Okay? There is a line there now. Okay, there is a property line there now.
Yeah, there is a property line between properties. Yes.
Yeah, and you're saying that if they establish and split this property and pick up 73 and 74, you're saying it's going to affect your property line. Is that correct?
No, I'm saying there's a potential for conflict with my playground area and my children.
Well, that's what you're saying.
With a new structure. You know. Okay.
Basically,
you're saying you're going to have conflicts with that.
But there's a potential.
It's already there.
No, there's no structure. There's no home near my playground area.
I understand that. But you do have a property line there, right?
Already now. Established.
Already established there.
Yes. Right? Yes.
Well, this won't have anything to do with that property line. You're not saying that. You're saying if they build, where they can split this property into two properties, you're saying when they build there, if they build there, it's going to have an effect on your property? Is that what you're saying?
It could have an effect.
It could have.
Mm-hmm. But we haven't established that it will have, but it's possible.
Yes, there's a potential there.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you for clarifying that. Mr. Miltz?
And then Mr. Miltz.
Sure. How far is your playground area from your property line?
I have the drawing
well,
for
I
you.
See the drawing, but then you were showing up there.
The playground area goes up to my property line from here.
Okay.
There's play structures there because there's just trees on the other side.
Okay. Deal.
And it comes down to the bottom part, well, almost here to here.
You heard the applicant say that it could be even possible that one day they decide just to level the existing dwelling and build a dream home there. So what would be, if they decided to do that and they built their new home back in the corner towards your property line, what would be the difference in the situation scenario you're suggesting versus that scenario?
There would be a shorter distance between the new structure and the playground.
So you really are, you're fighting the 10 feet. You don't want the 10 feet.
No, I'm not fighting the 10 feet. I'm fighting the subdivision so that they can't.
You don't want it to be any close. You don't want it 10 feet or closer. You know the rules are MR 10 feet of the side yard. So it could be 10 feet now if they wanted to build, and you couldn't do a thing about that. Right?
Correct.
Okay.
All right, Mr. Mills.
Well, I guess if they decided to build a house, tear down this house, build another house 10 feet from the property line, what's the difference in that scenario versus any scenario you're
presenting? You mean if there was no subdivision?
Right.
But they would have to tear down the original house that's there now and then move over?
And that's one of the things that the applicants said that might be in
the future. That they could do? Well, that would be better than them selling to a stranger because...
Okay.
I mean, they would know that the playground's there, and they would be aware.
But I think they said
you answer my question. Thank you.
I don't think they said anything about selling. They said he's going to keep it for a family. I think the gentleman stated earlier.
But
did you hear? No, did you hear?
Yes, I heard that. Yes,
he was going to sell it, I believe.
But if he has a subdivision, he changed his mind, he couldn't change his mind and sell it off.
I don't know about that. I'm just quoting what he had said.
Okay.
Mr. Workman, did you have another question?
Well, he could sell that off if he wanted to.
Yes.
I mean, and he still meets the setbacks. There's no problem with that if he meets his setbacks. you know.
Yeah.
But your child center been there, so, I mean, these people are going to have to know it. If he does sell it or if he does build a house, he'll know that.
Okay.
Okay. I don't have any other questions.
Okay. Now, Mr. Sharp, I'm sorry. Do you have another one?
I think Mr. Mills asked my question. Thank you.
Okay. Any further questions? Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. Is there anyone else here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I don't believe the opposition has convinced me that this is going to be detrimental to her, no matter if she be subdivided or don't, the way it's sitting now, the line's there, that if she wanted to tear down a house the way it is and leave everything the way it is, it still would be 10 feet. It's not now, I understand that, but the 10 feet I don't believe will affect her operation there. I mean, it's up to her as the operator of her the business to keep her children like it is mine and all of us, to keep them within our own property and not bother neighbors or whatever. So based on that, I feel that the applicant certainly has a reason for granting this variance, and they stated five of them, which were what we have to take under consideration, and that's what I'm going to take under consideration, and they've answered those questions. I feel that we should approve case number 11,927 based on those.
Okay. excuse me, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Rickers and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11,927. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Rickard?
Aye for the reasons I stated.
Again, Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons have been stated. So by a vote of 4-0, case number 11,927 is approved.